Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 62, the final episode. Alice, 62 episodes, 12 modules, threat modeling to security roadmapping. That is a lot of ground.
It is. We started in episode 1 with Stride, a framework for thinking about what can go wrong. We covered how the web works, how attacks happen, how to build defenses. Authentication, authorization, encryption, logging, infrastructure, incident response, compliance, and certification. If you follow the series, you now have a comprehensive mental model of how to secure a legal SaaS platform.
And the question that remains is, where do you start? Because nobody can implement 62 episodes worth of security on a Monday morning.
Right. And that's the whole point of this episode. The question is not, what should I do? You know that now. The question is, what should I do first? And the answer depends on where you are in your journey.
Right. So walk me through it. If I'm building a legal SaaS platform and I'm pre-revenue, just me and a co-founder writing code, what do I focus on?
Foundations. And the good news is that foundational security is nearly free when you build it from the start. Use parameterized queries for every database call. That's episode 8, and it costs nothing extra compared to string concatenation. Validate and sanitize all input. Episode 7. Use TLS everywhere. Episode 13, and with Let's Encrypt, it's literally free. Hash passwords with bcrypt or argon 2id. Episode 17, build role-based access control from day one. Episode 23. These are things that cost almost nothing when you start with them, but are extremely expensive to retrofit later.
Yeah, security debt compounds faster than technical debt.
Exactly. Now, when you get your first paying clients, say 1 to 10, the focus shifts to trust basics. Enforce multi-factor authentication for all users, not just admins. That's episode 21. Implement structured audit logging so you know who did what and when. Episodes 41 through 44. Draft an incident response plan. Episode 52. It doesn't need to be 50 pages. One page? Who's on the response team? How you communicate during an incident, when you notify clients, when you notify regulators. And prepare a data processing agreement template. Episode 59. Because your first enterprise prospect will ask for one, and you want to hand it over in 24 hours, not scramble for 24 days.
What about the 10 to 50 client stage?
That's where external validation matters. Commission an annual penetration test from a qualified external firm. Episode 60. Start preparing for SOC 2 Type 1. Build a trust center. Episode 61. So prospects can self-serve your security documentation. Implement a formal access review process. Episode 57. So you have evidence that you're actually managing permissions, not just granting them and forgetting.
And once you're truly enterprise, 50 plus clients, selling to large law firms.
SOC 2 Type 2 becomes table stakes. ISO 27001 if you're selling internationally. An insider threat program. Episode 58. Because at this scale, you have enough employees and contractors that insider risk becomes real. A CM for real-time security monitoring. Security champions embedded in each engineering team. And quarterly roadmap reviews to keep the whole thing moving forward.
Right. Now, you mentioned three prioritization approaches in the article. Can you give the quick version?
Sure. The first is risk-based. Go back to your threat model from episode 1 and ask, what's most likely to happen and what would hurt the most? For most legal SaaS platforms, authentication compromise is number 1 because it gives full access to client data. Injection vulnerabilities are number 2. Broken access control, where one client can see another client's data, is number 3. Prioritize the controls that mitigate those threats first. The second approach is compliance-driven. If your next big prospect requires SOC 2 Type 2, your roadmap writes itself. Work backwards from the audit date. 3 months to document and implement controls, 6 to 12 months of observation period, then the audit. Plan 18 months ahead of when you need the report in hand.
Yeah, and the third?
Customer driven. Track every security question from sales calls, every finding from questionnaires, every feature request related to security. The pattern that emerges tells you what the market actually cares about, not what a framework says you should care about. The best security roadmaps combine all three, mitigate the highest risks, satisfy the compliance requirements that unlock revenue, and respond to what customers are actually asking for.
Ugh, all right. Let's do the Monday morning version. Someone finishes this episode, opens their laptop. 5 actions. Go.
1. Run a threat model on your most critical workflow. User login, document upload, client data export. Pick one. Walk through it using Stride. Identify the top 3 threats. This takes 1 afternoon and gives you a prioritized list to work from.
Right.
2. Enforce MFA for all users. Not available, enforced. TOTP as the baseline, passkeys as the upgrade path. This single control blocks 99.9% of automated account compromise attempts. 3. Audit your dependencies. Run your package manager's audit command. Check your container images for known vulnerabilities. Patch anything critical or high severity. Set this up as a weekly automated check.
Yeah.
4. Write your incident response plan. 1 page. Response team, communication channels, client notification triggers, regulator notification timelines. Test it with a tabletop scenario within 30 days. 5. Prepare your DPA. Have it reviewed by counsel, ready to send. When the first enterprise client asks, and they will, you hand it over the same day.
5 actions. Any one of those is achievable in a week. All 5 in a month. That's a real starting point.
It is. And here's the thing about security. It's not a project with a finish line. It's a continuous practice. The organizations that get breached are not the ones with imperfect security. They're the ones that stopped improving. Keep a quarterly cadence. Review your threat model. Review your access controls. Review your incident response plan. Every penetration test finding, every customer security question, every near miss, those are inputs to the next cycle.
Right. Alice, this has been 62 episodes. What's the one thing you'd want listeners to take away from the entire series?
That security is not someone else's job. If you're building software that handles client data, especially privileged legal data, security is as much your professional obligation as client confidentiality. You don't outsource confidentiality to a vendor. You don't outsource security to a framework. You build it into the way you work, from the first line of code to the last access review. The tools are all here. The knowledge is all here. What you do with it is up to you.
Well said. This has been Security for Legal SaaS. 62 episodes, 12 modules, from threat modeling to production. Thank you for listening.
I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here. Just education.